It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a more normal winter Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. Temps in the 40s where they should be instead of below zero. That was an icebox last weekend, but at least we're not Texas and, well, nothing against Texas. I was born there, actually, but a lot of reasons to be thankful for being in Colorado. Anyway, got a great show for you today. Some new music, as always, and dusting off some gems as well. I just realized before going on the air today that this is the this month is the 19th anniversary of Terrasonic. Yes, 19 years of doing this magic carpet ride around the world of music, and still as much a pleasure for me to pilot today as it was way back then. We'll talk a little bit more about that a little later in the show. Let's get started now with a little imaginary Brazilian cowboy music here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. We'll be right back. Terrasonic on Listener Power, KGNU, Community Radio. Joel Davis in with you today and most every Saturday, noon to 1. Piloting this magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me. We began with music from northeastern Brazil, the Pernambuco region. Camarão, the artist, the album, the imaginary soundtrack to a Brazilian Western movie. And that was released years back by Analog Africa. Then from ZZK Records, Andres Landero, Canto Negro, the Negro Dub remix from Negro Dub, 10 Years of Electro Cumbia. And then new music from Colombia, Romperio. They are releasing singles on a pretty regular clip. And one of the more recent ones is Que Tumba, a B-side. And yeah, digging Romperio. And then from a forthcoming 3-CD compilation on Petaluma Records called Changi, The Sound of Guantanamo, we heard Grupo Estrella Campesina and Changi in Yateras. And this is from, like I said, a new project coming out on Petaluma Records, recorded around 2017 over the course of several months in the Guantanamo region of Cuba by Gianluca Tramontana. Looking forward to hearing more from that collection. We've just got this one single so far. And in the background right now from Dojo Cuts, it's a Nigeria special dub remix featuring Nate Golden Tone. As I mentioned at the top, this month is the 19th anniversary of Terrasonic first appearing on the air. It was actually last week. February 12th was the first show. 2002. It was a two-hour show that aired from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Radio 1190, the CU station. Moved it back over here to KGNU, or moved it over here to KGNU around 2007, I believe. And for a while, E-Town was on Saturdays at noon on the FM, and so Terrasonic aired only on the AM. It was kind of weird, but now we're on both bands and worldwide via the web, and happy to be here. Black History Month, let's get into a little Afrolicious featuring Sandra Isidore. She helped kind of turn Fela into a revolutionary. This is a track called Dear World on Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
Of the second slavery. And I'm saying, beware of this new world order, the NWO people.
Bang, bang!
NWO.
Bang, bang!
Control me. tir lololet toga toga gurino bahilagu tiro bahilagu tiro
to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. About halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. In the background right now, it is the music of Prefuse 73. A track called Caligo Part 2 from a new album. First one we've heard from Prefuse 73 in a while. The Failing Institute of Drums and Other Percussion is the name of it. Before that, from a great new compilation called Djibouti Archives Volume 1, Super Somali Sounds from the Gulf of Tajoura. This is, what's the label? I don't have their name in front of me, I apologize for that, but wow, it's a great compilation. Really amazing stuff. And the artist is Four Mars, a big Somali artist from back in the 60s and 70s, and we heard a track called Tamarta, or Power. And then before that, Fimber Bravo from an album called Lunar Tread, forthcoming. Fimber Bravo plays the steel pan, and we heard Can't Control Me from that, and began the set with Afrolicious featuring Sandra Isidore from a track that came out a couple of years ago from a single, maybe it was a whole album, called Dear World, and we heard the title track to that. And in the background right now, from a Shango Records release called Imbira Flow, this is Carlo Marco and a track called Imbira Flow. If you'd like to get in touch with me today, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. A lot of music still to come in the show. We're only halfway through, so it's only natural. And it is the one and only Terrasonic on KGNU. rounding into the home turn here on this week's episode of Terrasonic. Yes, that's right. You did just hear Led Zeppelin and the Bombay Symphony Orchestra from the EMI Studios Bombay Sessions. That was, of course, Friends. And before that, from the Tatard tribe, from a compilation called Folk Music of China, Volume 9, Folk Songs of the Uzbeks and Tatars of China. This is a collection, part of a series, Folk Music of China, put out by Naxos Records. And we heard a piece, again, by the Tatar tribe called A Lively Girl. From Russia, maybe even Siberia specifically, it was Volga, going back a few years to a record called Bottoms Up and a track called Marila. And Firas Nasri, just before that, a beautiful piece called Al Kalimat, featuring Nayad Aoun, featuring from an album called La Levantine. And in the background right now, kind of a classic from a legend of Turkish music, Omar Faruk Tekbilek, also going back probably 20, 25 years or so, to a song called Shashkin. Stick around. We've still got a little bit of music to come in the program today. And then, of course, it's headlines from the BBC at 1, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. 3 hours of the best in reggae music today, brought to you by Jawsonic and or J-Dub. African Roots with George C. from 4 o'clock to 6. 2 hours of the best in African music. An hour of news from the BBC at 6 o'clock, and then KGNU's Saturday evening music lineup kicks off at 7 with Sound Lab, DJ Mod Pants, your host today. Grateful Dead Hour at 8. Electronic Air, it's Buddha Bomb. He's pulling the heavy load tonight. 9 o'clock, Electronic Air, and then 11 o'clock, he's doing Under the Floorboards. And then at midnight, Sleepless Nights, again, with Buddha Bomb. All great reasons to keep it tuned to KGNU, your community radio station. Reach me at dj@kgnu.org. We got a little bit of music left to go before we say goodbye. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
يتورع نبرت يخرورور عطاتين بيو يخش كابر يتورع نبرت يخرورور كابر نبرت يتفورن
مشاني يمايون
كابر عصي التلتون
مشاني يمايون
كابر يتمتى تيجاك
مشاني يمايون
كابر بيتشاس هتنروان Gaber, zengaya zgaja kwan. Gaber, dia trane mo. Gaber, zatrete zatade. Gaber, anke katnerwa. Ashanam bezaw na tafse, mubrati robi yezahre. Ati bagaja. የዘነን ክቻይታ እንደሸ አፈሮ በርም ፈርሻ ፈሻ ይባላል የኸቱ ውጣጊ
አሚጌታ
ጋበ ንብረት የሳረት ገከል ዘድረ የጀጣ ባፈር ብካ ክቻዋንዳ የኸ ውኼ አጋንዳ
ዲዮ ጋበር ፈዳሽ ጋበር ዲዮ ጋበር ፈዳሽ ጋበር ዲዮ ጋበር ፈዳሽ ጋበር ዲዮ ጋበር ፈዳሽ ጋበር
Thank you.
Coming up on the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. We heard Barreto, Bombo Baile, from a record called Impredecible, Unpredictable, came out in 2015, and some music from Ethiopia's Hailu Fareja. Before that, I'm not even sure where I got that track, and I've been looking for a way to work it into a Terrasonic set for months now, and finally found my opening coming out of that Omar Farouk Tekbilek track, Shashkin. Right now in the background, it is Numa Gama. They're from Sao Paulo, Sao Paulo, Brazil. And they have a new record out called Memorias de Oneida. And they turned Numa Gama loose on the archives of the Sao Paulo Museum. Recordings dating back to the 20s, the 30s, and he sampled that music and made new music. And he sort of, in the production process, sort of brought the older sounds up to date a little bit and aged the modern instruments to sort of create a common middle ground where they all sound from the same era. And really cool stuff from Numa Gama, a great creative artist out of Brazil. And in the background, also coming up right now, also from, again, from Colombia, I guess, Romperayo, a new single from them called Salchipapas y Sacachispas. And that one's going to start in just a second in the background here. That's going to do it for today's episode of Terrasonic. You'll find an archive of the show, a playlist of this week and past shows, at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel, archive programs, in studio interviews and performances, and much more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio, and always happy to hear from you at terrasonic@gmail.com. Terrasonic comes your way every Saturday, noon to 1 on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, with translator K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thanks for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other. And we'll see you back here next Saturday for another episode of Terrasonic.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Two protesters have been shot dead in Myanmar's second city, Mandalay, in the most violent response yet by the military authorities against daily demonstrations sparked by the coup earlier this month. Witnesses said the security forces fired live ammunition during a strike by shipyard workers. Several other people suffered gunshot wounds. An unnamed protester told the BBC that medics treating the injured were also fired upon.
The crowd didn't expect to use such brutal forces. I mean, they expected to use rubber bullets and water cannon, but they didn't expect live rounds. They use assault rifle. They use 5.56 bullets. We have proof. And they even shoot ambulance. They shot the medic team who are trying to pick up the injured people.
A major disaster has been declared in the U.S. state of Texas because of widespread cuts in power and water supplies caused by severe winter weather. The announcement means more federal funds will be available for the relief effort. A Democratic congresswoman for Texas, Sylvia Garcia, criticized the state's Republican authorities.
The response could be better from our state leadership, and it better step up in doing a full independent investigation on why this incident happened, why they didn't weatherize, why didn't they prepare, and they should include looking at whether or not to join the federal grid.
The Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has denounced legal proceedings against him as absurd after losing an appeal against a jail term. Mr. Navalny, who appeared in court twice on Saturday, accused President Putin of twisting the justice system. He now faces 2.5 years in a prison camp for breaking parole conditions in a fraud case. Mr. Navalny was also fined more than $11,000 for defaming a Second World War veteran. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has arrived in Tehran amid intensified efforts to try to revive the Iran nuclear deal. Rafael Grossi's visit comes on the eve of a deadline set by Iran for US sanctions to be lifted. It's threatening to restrict inspections of some of its nuclear facilities unless that happens. More from Kasra Nagy.
Mr. Grossi is going to Tehran to achieve two things. One, to find out how far Iran is going to limit the powers of the IAEA inspectors for inspecting various nuclear sites in Iran. And secondly, to find out whether Iran has any plausible explanation for the IAEA having found traces of uranium, radioactive, in 3 undeclared sites in Iran.
World News from the BBC. Security officials in Iraq say 3 rockets have hit a military airbase north of Baghdad. They say an Iraqi contractor has been injured in the attack on the Balad base. Earlier this week, rockets struck a US installation at Erbil Airport in Kurdistan in northern Iraq, killing a foreign contractor. Protesters in the Armenian capital Yerevan have demanded the resignation of the Prime Minister, Nikol Pashinyan. The opposition accuses Mr. Pashinyan of mishandling a conflict late last year when large areas in and around Nagorno-Karabakh were handed to neighbouring Azerbaijan. This report from Rehan Dimitri.
Several thousand protesters marched in the streets of Yerevan chanting Nikol is a traitor and Armenia without Nikol. The opposition has been demanding Nikol Pashinyan's resignation after he signed a truce deal to end a war with neighboring Azerbaijan.